Hello and welcome back to my podcast. Happy Halloween. I know it was yesterday, but technically it's supposed to be celebrated through November 2nd. I could be wrong, so don't mark my words. But I thought I would do some Reddit stories on Halloween stories. I've actually been reading more Reddit stories as a replacement for social media. Like I said, trying to improve and not be in social media as much. But these stories really sketch me out. So my first one, I'm going to be doing maybe two today. And this one is a babysitting story on Halloween. My friend Alexandra and I were both babysitting for our neighbor's children, the Doyles. Their parents were out for dinner with their company, and they wouldn't be home till late. This was fine for Alexandra and I. 31 days of Halloween, and we made a hot apple cider for us for the kids to enjoy. It was a typical fall night until the doorbell rang. I got up to the door and opened it. No one was there. I looked up into the dark night to see if I could spot any kids playing Ding Dong Ditch, but the street was empty. A little concerned, I shut the door and went back into the living room. About 5 to 10 minutes passed, and the doorbell rang again. I hustled to the door, hoping to catch these pranksters, red-handed this time. I opened the door again, no one was there. But this time, under the welcome mat, there was a note stuffed under it. I nervously picked up the note and read it. "You'll have to be quicker than that," the note said. "How about check upstairs?" I turned around and saw a shadow disappear on the landing upstairs. My heart froze. No one was upstairs. Everyone was in the living room. I sprinted into the living room and dragged the kids and Alexandra out of the house. I showed her the note and I told her that I saw someone upstairs. We went to the next door neighbors and explained as they were calling the cops. When they finished the investigation, they informed us that they found duct tape, rope, and a stick knife up in the bedroom. Also, one of the windows were forced open and damaged. The police told us we were lucky nothing happened to us. They have no idea how long the intruder was there, but that piece of information still haunts me. The Doyles came home early, and they ended up staying with another family who lived about 20 minutes away. Alexandra and I went back to my house, but we never went to sleep. All this happened about 5 years ago, but still, on chilly fall nights, I always wonder what would have happened if we stayed there, like what if we didn't leave at all? Whoever was in the house, what were they actually planning on doing? I'm just thankful to God that I'm still alive. Yeah, so I used to babysit as a part-time job, and I love kids, but if I were to be by myself with them, I have no idea what I would be doing in that situation, especially because it's not our house, and I'm pretty respectful. I don't usually go into the parents' bedroom or just even going upstairs, unless that's where the kids' bed was, but either way, that is still really, really scary. I would not want that to happen to me, but thank God you guys are okay. Now, this one was actually posted 3 days ago. The breaking news: 100 killed or injured at the Halloween carnival. Oh boy. Tragic news to report today from the Shady Maples Fairground, where the annual Halloween carnival was beset with disaster from the moment the gates were opened to the public. One of the most popular attractions, the 300-foot-tall Ferris wheel, broke free from a retaining tower and rolled down the midway. Nearly all of the 90 passengers were ejected from rides. Many more were crushed beneath. "I ain't never seen nothing like it," said Reggie Mashburn, a regular attendant of the yearly carnival. "There were people flying round like ragdolls. That big wheel turned over little Sarah Ferguson. she squalled something awful just before her head popped, like ripe watermelon. Jeez, they're a little graphic. At the end of the midway, the bumper cars began to operate erratically, smashing into others, seemingly impossible speeds. Two small children have yet to be identified, were flung into the retaining wall with such force that a witness recalled hearing their bones snapping like twigs. The Tilt-A-Whirl also has suffered sort of a malfunction, throwing riders hundreds of feet, cup spun through the air, drunken UFOs. Cell phone footage seemed to capture the cups actually changing direction in midair. The government authorized have seized the videos for examination, quote unquote, evidence. Okay, I'm not even halfway through with this, but this is very scary. Many others have suffered deep facial lacerations, and we've also learned that several lost their eyes as well. At the center of the carnival stood the Enchanted Carousel. It seemed to have lived up to its name. Multiple eyewitnesses and additional cell phone videos have confirmed that the plastic fiberglass animals suddenly became animated, almost as if they never come to life. The tiger disemboweled them, the three children, before it was shot by an off-duty Marine. The rainbow-colored unicorn drove its horn through several children, goring them to death before flying away. Even the requisite carnival food seemed to be affected. The caramel apples were found to be teeming with maggots, and candy apples left many shattered teeth, with some cotton candy appears that had been laced with pink fiberglass. No less than a dozen people were rushed to the area hospitals to have their stomachs pumped, but others weren't so lucky. Many who consumed the treat began to vomit blood before collapsing dead. At the time of this report, I spoke exclusively with the landowner of Shady Maples, who explained to me that he had refused to allow the carnival to take place upon his land because he feared it was disrespectful to the thousands of Native Americans buried underneath. He advised me that the country receives 20% of profits from the carnival, and he was pressured into allowing the carnival or else they'd simply, quote unquote, seize the land from him, citing obscure laws. Okay, well, there are no updates with this yet because it has only been 3 days since this post, but that, is this even real? It does not sound real, especially because it was 3 days ago. I typically read stories that really only happen a couple years past, or like this is all just fresh. But anyways, thank you so much for listening today. Again, I hope you guys were safe this weekend. I will be doing more Reddit stories because it's entertaining to me. And if you guys are Reddit lovers, please send any topics that you like to hear. You know, any kind of drama, families. I personally like to listen to them. But okay, I'm still kind of shocked with this last story that I just read. That's just crazy. I mean, yesterday I just watched Dynasty in my room all day. Sort of passed out candy to kids, but it wasn't very eventful yesterday for me. But anyways, stay tuned. I will be having some visitors on my channel. There are going to be other voices, so yay, I'm not the only one. You're like, thank goodness, I'm tired of hearing your voice. Let's have visitors, please, for the love of God. It's quite chilly today, but it's rainy, so I love the rain. Anyways, have a wonderful rest of your day, and I hope you stay in tune to hear other people on my channel. Thank you.